Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 87. Hope you're all having a great weekend so far. We have a fantastic show planned for you this hour, so let me tell you who's coming up. In a moment from now, we're going to talk innovation with ASUS, the awesome title sponsor of Tech It Out. We'll catch up with Cecilia Choi, Director of Marketing for ASUS North America. We're also going to talk this hour with YouTube celebrity Molly Burke. She's the first blind YouTuber to hit 1.5 million subscribers. She now has 1.8 million. My daughter Maya is a huge fan of hers. Also this hour, we're going to talk dating in different languages and cultures when we chat with Babbel. That's the popular language learning app. And then finally, ESET will join us this hour. They're, of course, the cybersecurity experts to talk fraud protection and prevention. All of this on this week's Tech It Out. All right, let's jump into it. If you go to your local electronics store and walk up and down the aisles for a bit, especially in the computer section, you're going to notice a lot of the devices look the same, and your eyes are not playing tricks on you. Some laptop brands do understand, though, variety is important, whether it's in operating system choices or design and color and materials that they use. And, of course, there are those companies that embrace innovation, and one company that to me, gets it all right, is ASUS. In fact, I'm recording this interview right now on my sleek, deep blue ASUS ZenBook laptop with gold lining. It's gorgeous. It weighs virtually nothing and has an all-day battery and a great touchscreen that bends back all the way into a tablet. Like, there's no trade-offs here. Joining us on the line to talk about ASUS innovation is Cecilia Choi. She's the Director of Marketing at ASUS for North America. Welcome back to the show, Cecilia. Always great to chat with you.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And as you could tell, I'm a fan of the brand. Innovation is the focus of our interview this time around. So talk to us about the ASUS NumPad and the ScreenPad. I'd love to spend a lot of time on that during our chat today. And the differences between these two innovations, NumPad and ScreenPad.
Yeah, absolutely. So our latest ZenBooks, which is our premium line of laptops, feature our exclusive NumPad and ScreenPad, which are both ASUS first-to-market technologies. So both technologies utilize, you know, the traditional touchpad on your laptop. So the NumPad doubles as a digital numeric keypad, and the ScreenPad is a lot more sophisticated, and it's what we call an intelligent touchpad with a lot of handy apps that are available to you right at your fingertips.
All right. So the touchpad on a traditional laptop, including most of the ASUS ones, is simply used like a mouse. You run your fingertip along it, and it moves the cursor on the screen, and you can tap or double tap on these touchpads. And it serves as an integrated mouse instead of having to connect a mouse either wirelessly or with a USB port. So that's what a normal trackpad is, right? So a NumPad is the same, but it also is a calculator. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so like I said, the numpad doubles as this digital numeric keypad, so it's right at your fingertips for convenient data entry and calculations, but it doesn't add any unnecessary width to the keyboard, and it can be turned on and off with a tap, so it's not a distraction when you're working on other projects that don't require a number pad. So it's a really smart feature that makes inputting numbers so much easier, so it's just more intuitive, if you will.
Right. Okay, got it. All right, so thanks for clarifying. It's not just about a calculator, but anytime you want to input numbers. I know that I've had people write me who read my articles, and they say, Mark, I want to buy a laptop with a separate number pad built into the laptop. Usually it's on the right side because they do a lot of numeric entry. Maybe they're a bookkeeper or an accountant or something like that, right? So this is integrated into the trackpad of the laptop. It's like a little screen, right? But it's not color. It's just like a gray scale or black and white kind of number pad when you want it. That's the idea.
Right.
Okay, cool. All right, so that's the numpad. And then you said that there's a screen pad. This is a color screen. Is it like a second screen?
Yeah, I mean, we think of it as more than just a second screen. We think of it as this intelligent touchpad because the screen pad is really neat and it's really on the bleeding edge of innovation. So again, you have your traditional touchpad, but it doubles as a smart display. So the screen pad is customizable and it's interactive and it adapts to whatever you're doing on your primary screen. So it features apps like a music player, calculator, calendar, and you know so much more. Or you know you can turn your screen pad into a secondary display, which is perfect for social media and email. So for example, like if you're a student, you can get helpful and easy Microsoft Office shortcuts to help you navigate through your work. You know, if you're a busy parent, you can keep up with everyone's activities and extracurriculars with the calendar app. If you're an entertainment lover, you can seamlessly control your movies and music with the YouTube and Spotify apps. And my personal favorite, if you're an exec or SMB owner or maybe you're a young entrepreneur, you can quickly seal the deal and digitally sign PDF documents on the screen pad using the Adobe app. I think there's really something for everyone, for their productivity apps, their entertainment apps. It's a really cool new feature that we're offering on our new ZenBook Pro 15 devices.
Okay, so the ZenBook Pro 15 is your flagship device that has the screen pad. So when that screen is off, it looks like a traditional trackpad, and it is. You can use your fingertip on it like a mouse. And then when you enable that screen, because I have seen this firsthand, you can choose the different applications, as you said, and you walked us through a bunch of different scenarios, some of which I didn't know about, so that was pretty cool, about signing a document digitally on this screen pad. But you touched on other things, so you control your music, you can double it as a second screen, but it is interactive, so thanks for clarifying that. It's not just a second screen, like watching YouTube on the screen pad while you've got your spreadsheet open on your main laptop screen, a 15-inch screen. So thanks for clarifying that. So that's the ZenBook Pro 15, and then for pricing, our listeners can go to asus.com or their favorite consumer electronics store to find out about that. But that is more of a professional grade, more of a premium, let's call it, product, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. It's one of our higher-end ZenBook laptops.
And then for the numpad, the first technology we talked about where it doubles as a numeric input solution on the trackpad itself, that's available on what devices?
On the ZenBook 13 and 14.
Okay, so there's the ZenBook 13 and 14 has the numpad, and then the ZenBook Pro 15 has the screen pad with those extra features. That's kind of it in a nutshell, yeah?
Yes, and I mean, just to be more specific, the model number for the ZenBook 13 is the UX333, and then we have the UX433 for the 14. So those are the 13-inch ZenBook. It's the 13 and 14-inch ZenBook.
All right, so for those who want to Google that, that would be the right one to use, so you'll get specifically that model. And talk to us about these computers across the board. Outside of the numpad and the screen pad, these have a fast processor, no doubt, beautiful touch screens. Are these regular laptops, or are they two-in-ones where you can, or convertible PCs where you can fold the back of the screen all the way to become a tablet, like what I've got with my model?
Yeah, these particular ones, the ScreenPad Pro 15 and the UX 333 and UX 433, the ZenBook 13 and 14 we just mentioned, those ones are the more traditional laptops. We definitely have flip options within the ZenBook family. But for right now, we've extended these features to these laptops exclusively.
Okay, cool. And again, you do have quite a selection. And on that note, we're talking, by the way, with Cecilia Choi, Director of Marketing at Asus North America. Let's talk about a different operating system altogether. These have been Windows PCs we've been talking about, but now let's talk about the new Chromebook C434. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so for those looking for the latest and greatest Chromebook, we have the new Asus Chromebook Flip C434 that we announced during CES back in January and will be available next month. So what we did is we took our best-selling, award-winning Chromebook Flip C302 and made it even better. So the C434 is a premium, ultra-portable 14-inch laptop featuring our nano-edge design, which gives you a bigger screen without compromising the compact design. And as you can guess from its name, it functions as a 2-in-1 with its 360-degree hinge that allows it to moonlight as a tablet. So you can decide whether you want to use it as a laptop or as a tablet.
Cool, because I like that versatility of my laptop, of having both a laptop and a tablet in one device. So hence the name, the Chromebook Flip, it lets you do just that. But it runs the Chrome OS instead of Windows.
Yeah, definitely. It's super flexible for if you want to, you're just using it as a traditional laptop, or if you want to watch a movie, you can flip it into a tablet mode or into its tent mode, which is very helpful. But I think my favorite update on this Chromebook is that it has an all-aluminum brushed metal construction, which is really lightweight, and it really solidifies this device's premium design. And it has a 10-hour battery life to boot, so that's really great.
All right, so some of the Chromebooks that Asus has are more of the entry-level variety, maybe for a student on a super tight budget, but this new Chromebook Flip C434 sounds like it's a bit more of a premium device.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and the best website, again, to learn about this is asus.com, A-S-U-S.com, and should they search for Chromebook Flip C434?
That's the model.
Okay. Awesome, Cecilia. I appreciate your time, and I always enjoy chatting with you. Thanks so much, Cecilia.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
Speaking of Asus, as I mentioned off the top of the show, Tech It Out is powered by Asus. Thank you for your support. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, like we just heard about, those ZenBooks and the Chromebooks, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's Asus, ASUS.com/US/radio. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes
or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ergo-lift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in two bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's Crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
This message is brought to you by Centria Autism. Autism spectrum disorder is a behavioral health condition, increasingly common in all our communities. Between 65,000 and 70,000 new children will meet the diagnostic criteria for autism in 2019. Recent studies reveal that approximately 30% of children with autism are not receiving evidence-based behavioral treatment. Dr. Stephen Marin, Chief Medical Officer, Centria Autism.
The treatment of any child with autism should be individualized and holistic, with the goal of helping every child have the best developmental experience possible. By taking a more clinically integrated approach to the care path using applied behavior analysis, or ABA, we can improve a child's communication, living, and behavioral skills.
For more information, visit www.centriaautism.com. That's www.centriaautism.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. By now, you probably know about Babbel, the popular language learning platform and app. And for those on the dating scene, the company has developed a fun tool called the Babbel Date Prepper. It's a free international dating trainer designed to help you learn the lingo of your date so you can impress with some words or phrases, as well as learn about cultural differences that you may want to know about. Well, joining us on the line, all the way from Berlin, where Babbel is based, we've got Claire Larkin with us. She's the English editor for the Babbel magazine. Welcome to the show, Claire. Willkommen, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Thanks for having me, Mark.
That says to the extent of my German, so thank you. Before we talk about the Babbel Date Prepper, please tell us a bit about Babbel.
So Babbel is the world's number one language learning app. If you are learning from English, we offer 14 different languages, mostly in Europe, but a couple outside as well. Our most popular languages are Spanish and French. And we are particularly made by 150 different language experts and teachers that power our app and give us a bit of expertise.
Mm-hmm. No, I've heard of Babbel. I think you were one of the first, if I'm not mistaken, to offer an accessible language learning app, as well as before that, I think a PC-based platform. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But tell us some of the key differences, if you will, between Babbel and some of the other language learning tools out there.
Yeah, so Babbel is a premium service because we are made by experts. We really focus on conversation, so we really want you to get feeling comfortable with the language and actually being able to speak it. I mean, being able to, you know, read a menu is nice, but actually being able to interact with locals and be yourself in a new language, I would say, is the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
We do this by having, on average, 10 to 15-minute lessons so that it really fits into your schedule. We really focus on conversations, and we really value the expertise and knowledge behind our brand.
All right. Thank you. So now let's pivot and chat about this Babbel Date Prepper. I think it's a fantastic idea. Please tell us a bit about it.
So our didactics team is our language experts and teachers. They wanted to make something for Valentine's Day to kind of pump up specifically English speakers to have a leg up in the dating world. 79% of Canadians and 74% of Americans say that having a second language makes you more appealing, makes you sexier. So we wanted to play on this a little bit. It's a fun idea. And so not only does it give you some of the words and phrases to flirt confidently in a new language, but it also gives you some of the cultural insights. So, like, a German will definitely ask you to split the bill. German men do not pick up the bill for their dates. And meanwhile, like, the Spanish and the Portuguese, they have a more flexible relationship with time. So if they show up 30 minutes or even an hour late, don't take it personally.
Really? Okay, so let's assume you're American or Canadian for a moment. Yeah, if you're even 5 minutes late, it's considered rude.
Yeah.
So culturally, with some of these European dates, then if you're fashionably late, what does the other person do? Just sit there and have a cocktail while you're waiting for the other person, and it's all right?
Yeah, so when we built the Babbel Date Prepper, we used the knowledge inside didactics and from the whole company to gather like a bunch of sources. We've got 600 people that work here. And so when I specifically was talking to a Frenchman, he was like, yeah, so when I meet my dates, we just kind of hope that we show up at the restaurant at somewhere between like 15 and 30 minutes late. You know, and then if we both end up there casually late, then it's fun and laid back.
All right. So it's not like the man is always late or the woman is always late. It's kind of mutually understood that, you know, when you meet at 7 p.m., that it's roughly 7 p.m. And you don't want to be there right on time because that looks, what, too eager, too desperate?
Yeah, I would say that it's just a cultural norm, you know, that time is quite flexible. And we also built the Babbel Date Prepper with diversity in mind. So the actual colleague that I was talking to, he is a gay man and he meets other men on dates. And so the date prepper itself has different language and gender combinations so that whatever kind of people you're interested in, whatever their nationality, it will suit your needs.
We're chatting with Claire Larkin. She's the English editor for the Babbel magazine. Babbel, of course, is a very popular language learning app and platform that teaches you in bite-sized lessons to master another language. We're talking about this free tool called the Babbel Date Prepper. So while Babbel is what Claire calls a premium service, and we'll get to pricing in a moment, the Date Prepper is completely free, and the website is, I believe, babbel.com/dating, and B-A-B-B-E-L is how you spell Babbel. Before we wrap up, maybe you can share a couple of other maybe flirting tips for people with different languages or any other sort of etiquette do's and don'ts when it comes to different cultures.
So we've got lots of them here at Babbel. I would say that some really big name ones are for if you're going on a date with a Spanish or a French person, it's really important to, you know, scrub up, keep your looks up, be fresh. They're both very into fashion, so I would definitely keep an eye on the aesthetics.
All right, so so no ripped t-shirts then, that you're suggesting.
Or if you're going to go for a ripped t-shirt, do it really intentionally. You know, a fashionable ripped t-shirt.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, Claire. Thank you so much for your time. Merci beaucoup. That was terrific. I know you're not French, but let's just say maybe my next date will be. My wife might have something to say about that. But anyways,
thank you so much
for your time. Pleasure. Thank you again.
All right.
All right. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Molly Burke. She is, of course, a famous YouTuber who is blind, and she'll talk to us about her challenges, but also how technology like smartphones and platforms like YouTube can also help her overcome them. So very inspiring story, no doubt, when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out.
Tech It Out
with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. I'm super excited for this next interview, but probably not as much as my daughter Maya is, as she's a huge fan of my next guest. If you aren't familiar with Molly Burke, she's a YouTube star and motivational speaker who's been living without vision for 10 years. In fact, she was the first blind YouTuber to hit over 1.5 million subscribers. She currently has 1.8 million subscribers today. Molly is here to share her story of how she's helping to empower the next generation via technology to help achieve their goals despite any adversity they may face. Welcome to the show, Molly.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to chat with you.
Likewise. Now, I don't want to spend too much time on this part, Molly, but you do have a very moving video on your channel called The 10-Year Journey about losing your sight a decade ago and the impact that it had on you. If you don't mind, please give us a bit of background here. You were a teenager, so this wasn't from birth.
I was diagnosed with a disease called retinitis pigmentosa when I was 4 years old, and I ended up losing the majority of my vision back in 2008 when I was 14. The disease was called retinitis pigmentosa, but it was a very difficult journey, especially at the age of 14. You know, you're going through a lot of changes in your life, puberty, you're discovering yourself, you know, you're starting to have crushes and figure out your sense of style, and especially at that time, technology was starting to become a big thing, and I, you know, it was very life-changing for me.
No doubt. So now let's fast forward and talk about how you became a YouTube star. This wasn't an overnight thing.
No, definitely not. And I think a lot of people get discouraged when they start a YouTube channel and they look at somebody like me who has 1.8 million and are like, oh, I'm never going to get there. Like, of course, I mean, it took me a year to hit 5,000 and another year to hit 10,000. So it's really about getting into making videos for the right reason, for the passion, loving sharing your story or your message, whatever it is, and creating your own little community. It shouldn't be about the, you know, quote, fame or fortune or whatever that kind of idea might be.
And you're so good on camera. I have to say, I watched a bunch of your videos and you just really are charming and thoughtful in your delivery, and your content is rich. And I love how, even though you've got some deeper messages and all that, it's just so fun. Like, your mom walked in the background of one of your shots and you're like, Mom, you know, it's just so authentic. Do you think, Molly, that a legally blind person could be famous on TV, or do you need a platform like YouTube? In other words, if this was 50 years ago, do you think you would have seen this amount of success as you have now?
Absolutely not. YouTube has given me a space to carve my own path. And I think that's what social media has done for a lot of people that don't fit into the traditional entertainment framework. But I think we're getting there. I think because traditional entertainment is seeing the success of unique YouTubers like myself, it is opening their eyes in a sense and helping them to break down that barrier as well, which is really neat. So I think we're going to see a lot of changes over the next few years in representation in traditional media.
Love it. I love the inclusion. Talk to us about the tech that you use to help you in your daily life. Let's start with your smartphone, because that's obviously a big one for anyone today.
Absolutely. For me, technology is life-changing. Accessible technology helps level the playing field for me to live in a world where the most of it isn't made accessible. And so I'm really, really excited to have just switched from the Note 9 to the new Galaxy S10. So far, I'm absolutely loving it. I use a program called Voice Assistant, which Samsung has created for blind users like myself.
Oh, awesome. I was going to ask you about the accessibility features of these devices. So, like you, I went from a Note 9 to an S10 Plus, a Galaxy S10. But I know that these phones do have a lot of accessibility features. Can you give us a little bit more of a look at what this can do for you? Is it like a speech-to-text and a text-to-speech tool?
Yeah, so of course I use Bixby like a lot of people do. That helps me make all of my phone calls and stuff. But Voice Assistant pretty much allows me to do what anybody else would do on a phone. I just scan my finger over the screen, and whatever's underneath my finger, the phone reads out loud to me.
Amazing.
And then using a series of finger tapping techniques, I'm able to completely navigate the phone.
I love how Samsung's slogan and hashtag for this device or this family of devices is do what you can't. And I think that you're a perfect living example of that mindset, right?
That's absolutely why I love working with them. I love that message. I love it, because so many of us grow up, especially when you're somebody like me who's a minority and living with a disability, you just end up feeling like you can't and like you shouldn't even try. But when such a huge brand like Samsung is saying, do it. Do what you can't. Do what you're told you shouldn't. And it is so empowering. So I love that I get to team up with them and share that message through my social platform.
We're chatting with the lovely Molly Burke, a famous YouTuber with almost 1.8 million subscribers. Molly inspires her viewers with her outlook on life, as she has has herself had to overcome her blindness in order to find happiness, and the success followed. We're talking about the role technology can play here as a tool to help anyone. What, Molly, are the different ways that you motivate your many followers to find happiness in their lives, regardless of the challenges that they face?
I think my biggest message is acceptance, and that's not seeking acceptance of other people. It's seeking the acceptance of yourself. For me, once I learned to just love and accept who and how I am, the whole world opened up. I opened myself up to new opportunities and experiences and just threw myself into making the most of the life I've got.
Love it. Finally, what's next for you? I know that those listening, many fans that you have, are eager to know what's next. Is it hopefully to continue creating compelling content on YouTube? But what else? I think as I mentioned off the top, you're also a motivational speaker, and I can see why.
I am. Yeah. I honestly, whenever people are like, what's next for you? I'm like, what isn't next? You know, sky's the limit. Dream big. The worst that can happen is it doesn't happen. So might as well go for it and give it a try.
I love it. Thank you so much for your time, Molly. I've really enjoyed chatting with you. All the best in your continued success. And thank you again for chatting with us.
Thanks so much.
We'll be back shortly with more Tech It Out, but first a thank you to Asus, the title sponsor on the show, Tech It Out, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. That's asus.com/US/radio. We'll be back shortly with more Tech It Out when we catch up with ESET's Tony Anscombe. He's a global ambassador for the brand. He's going to tell us what we need to do in order to protect ourselves in the digital age. There's probably some things you're doing, right? Like antivirus and maybe a couple of common sense things like not clicking on an attachment, but there's a lot more you can do, and you don't need a degree in computer engineering to figure it out. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-Row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-Row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. March is Fraud Prevention Month, so what better time to get a reminder about how to stay safe and secure in the digital age? And the good news is you don't need a degree in computer science to protect yourself, your data, and your devices. Joining us on the line to chat is cybersecurity veteran and global ESET ambassador, Tony Anscombe. Welcome back to the show, Tony.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be back here.
I think the last time we talked, we were both in Estonia. We were in Tallinn a year and a half ago talking cybersecurity, so it's been a while. I'm glad to see you doing well. I follow you on social media. Before we tackle this topic of fraud prevention and cybersecurity, please tell our listeners a bit about yourself.
Oh, so I've been in the cybersecurity industry for about 25 years, Mark. And the last 10 to 12 of those more focused on the consumer market. Mm-hmm. And very much on fraud prevention, child safety, and topics like that.
So it is timely with Fraud Prevention Month upon us in March. So it's a good time to check in on your cybersecurity best practices. Before we get to how to best protect ourselves, what are some of the biggest threats out there today? Maybe some ones that have been around for a couple of years and perhaps some new ones. What do we need to know about?
Well, one of the biggest ones is still phishing. So, you know, where you get that email, it's got some link in it, it takes you to a store and tries to either get your credentials or it's taking you to some fake store. That still has to be the number one out there because they tempt us with some unbelievable offer or they tempt us with some video or content. And people are curious. People go click on those links.
So this is often called social engineering. I guess instead of it being a technical problem with your laptop where you don't have antivirus or anything like that, but you are the ones who let the bad guys in unknowingly, unwittingly, have fallen for what looks to be an authentic email or text message or website. And then there's also phone calls, like old-fashioned, you know, people calling and saying, hey, I'm with Microsoft, I need you to do this with your computer, and then they get you that way.
Absolutely. Those support phone calls, and they're very convincing. I held one on the line one day that called my home. I held them on the line for 15 minutes, and then I told them I had a Mac, which was highly amusing because they thought telling me a Windows problem. But you know, the number one thing that consumers can do, Mark, is have up-to-date security software like ESET or another antivirus product, whatever it is they're gonna run out there. Have it up to date. It does protect from phishing links. It does protect from most of these scams. However, you know, education is number one for any consumer.
All right, so phishing scams, and that's P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, are still one of the ones that we need to watch out for. But there are also traditional viruses and worms that we may get. Is that not a thing anymore? You're the expert. I'd love to know if that is still a thing, or is it more common sense than software related?
No, that absolutely is still a thing. And in fact, the number two threat out there is somebody trying to use the resources of your machine. So cryptojacking. We hear a lot about cryptocurrencies. The way they generate cryptocurrencies uses a lot of computing resource. So one of the viruses out there is to actually use the resources of consumers' desktops or laptops.
And how do we know if we're a victim of a crypto scam like that?
Well, that's the bad part. You may not know because somebody will be using those resources in background and it's kind of hidden, which is why cyber criminals like this particular type of infection. However, good antivirus software, as I said, like ESET, would actually block this, whether it's web-based or whether it's a more traditional virus and application-based.
I'm a user of ESET as well, and I love that it has flagged some issues over the years where I didn't realize somebody was trying to have access to my computer unbeknownst to me, and it stopped them, and it alerted me to that. And then, on the contrary, if I was about to share information with an unknown source, I think I was going to upload something to a website, it also stepped in and said, whoa, 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 kind of thing, right? Potentially opening yourself up to risk here. So I love that ESET runs very quietly in the background. around, you don't know that it's there until you need to.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, with any cybersecurity product, it's a difficult balance. A consumer wants to know that they're protected, but they actually don't want to interact with the product too much. So it's a really, really fine balance of only telling you that when absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us a bit about ransomware. I know this is also tied to phishing, but explain to us, please, what this is.
Well, so ransomware is in today's environment, and I say that because it's actually quite an old type of attack. In today's environment is where you've clicked on something or somebody bad has managed to get something on your machine using a vulnerability on your machine, and they've encrypted your data. So they've encrypted your photographs, your spreadsheets, your whatever it is you store on your machine. And they'll display a box and lock the machine and turn and say, you pass 50 bitcoins or 5 bitcoins or whatever it might be, and we'll unlock your machine. Now, don't pay. Firstly, there's a lot of badly written cryptography by these people out there. You can often find a decryptor. We have lots of those on our website, ESET.com, where you can actually decrypt. You don't want to fund cybercrime, which is kind of point number two. But if you run up-to-date antivirus software, there's a good chance that you're not going to be infected to start with, and especially if you're cautious about what you click on.
Wow, interesting. We'll be back momentarily with Tony Anscombe to continue our chat. Considering it's Fraud Prevention Month, he's got some timely tips for us to protect our data and our devices in the digital age. Wow, talk about alliteration. Tony, of course, is a cybersecurity expert, a seasoned one, and he's also global ambassador for ESET. So hang tight. More Tech It Out coming up when we continue that talk on cybersecurity. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are now experiencing what the Bible calls a strong delusion. This strong delusion blinds the minds and corrupts the thoughts of those who are affected. Those who are affected experience mental confusion, inability to reason, hatred, and immorality, all of which the Bible calls lawlessness. Those who are lawless are blinded by this strong delusion of lies and reject God's truth. This strong delusion will keep them from knowing the truth that can make them free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
We're chatting, by the way, with Tony Anscombe. He is a cybersecurity veteran and ESET's global ambassador, ESET being an award-winning anti-malware malicious software tool used in over 200 countries and territories around the world. There's another scam going around right now, Tony, that you may have heard about, sex-related ransomware, where it says, hey, we've got videos of you through your webcam doing what you know what you do when you're visiting those sites. And if you don't pay us some cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, we're going to share this to all of your contacts. Have you heard of this one? I mean, it seems to be pretty prevalent these days.
I have heard of that. You pick up another good point here. Yeah, if for them to have actually accessed your webcam, is that possible? Potentially, yes, which is why actually in our products we have webcam protection. So we actually lock that entire piece down. So applications that aren't authorized to use your webcam can't. So it actually stops them from doing things like that.
Second last question. How important is it to protect your mobile device in today's day and age?
Well, I think a lot of people let their guard down on their mobile device because it's kind of secure. It's in your pocket, and I think you have a different relationship with it. And it doesn't have the same legacy of knowing of we all know viruses hit PCs, etc. Mm-hmm. But it should be protected. There is more personal data on your mobile device than there probably is on your PC.
Great point.
And it also becomes your payment method. So it's linked to your bank accounts. It's got subscription models in it with the carrier. So it's actually a much richer device for a cyber criminal to come after. So you should have good protection on the mobile device as well.
Especially Android, if I'm not mistaken. It's a little bit more of an open source platform, a little bit more vulnerable to the bad guys than iOS. Is that fair?
That is fair. However, we often get asked that question of what about iOS? Yeah, we should be really cautious on iOS as well as users. If somebody sends you a text message mark or a link in an email and you click it and they're phishing for your credentials, that phishing still happens whether it's on iOS or whether it's on Android. Yeah. So you should be really, really cautious on both platforms.
I know ESET has an app for Android. Do they have one for iOS?
We don't have one for iOS, but the one for Android covers a number of other issues as well. So, for example, you can do anti-theft, you can lock the device if it's stolen, you can wipe it, etc. So there's a whole host of other cybersecurity features in there as well to protect you.
Yeah, and on that note, again, anecdotally, ESET stopped me from downloading an app that had a Trojan in it. So I use Android, and I was about to download an app that had a hidden, you know, piece of malware inside of it, malicious software that was purported to upload data. And so ESET said, hey, you know, this is a known issue with this developer. So again, they also protect you in your favorite app store.
Absolutely. One thing we have seen recently is apps that purport to do one thing when in reality they're watching what you're doing. When you go to your banking app, mm-hmm. what they do is they overlay the screen and try and get you to input your credentials into their app as opposed to the banking app that you tried to start. So you need to, you know, download apps from the official Play Store. That's a great piece of advice there to start with. But also make sure you've got something that's scanning those apps independently to look to see whether they're malicious.
Finally, Tony, if you're about to get rid of a PC that you no longer want, and whether you're donating it to a charity or a hand-me-down to a family member or actually trading it in towards a new device, what are some tips to protecting the data that you think you deleted properly from that hard drive?
Well, this is a very complex, can be a very complex subject. There are some pieces of software on the market that will actually, in effect, overwrite and overwrite again so that you know, somebody can't undelete what was deleted. Because if you just delete it, we all know it's in the trash can. Somebody will go into the PC, get it out of the trash can, mm-hmm. and they've got the data that you had. But if it's overwritten and overwritten and overwritten, then it's much, much harder to actually get that data back. You know, if you're confused by doing this or if you don't know how to do this, take it to an expert. Take it, you know, For the few dollars it will cost you not to have your identity stolen, take it to an expert that will actually clean the device correctly.
Great advice, Tony. I really appreciate your time. Tony Anscombe from ESET. The best website to learn more is either ESET.com, ESET.com, or WeLiveSecurity.com as well, correct?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tony. All the best.
All right. Good to talk to you, Mark.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out show. We spoke with Babbel about language differences and cultural differences when it comes to dating. We spoke with Molly Burke, the celebrity YouTuber. Tony Anscombe from ESET spoke with us about cybersecurity. And we talked with Cecilia Choi from ASUS about laptop innovation. Speaking of ASUS, a big thank you to my sponsor, ASUS, for those in search of incredible. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Visit asus.com/us/radio for more. more info. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Speak with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Near you.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrip. The shock and fear has not worn off in Christchurch, New Zealand, after a gunman attacked two mosques Friday, killing 49 people, injuring nearly three dozen others. New South Wales State Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says they're getting help from the family of the suspect.
My understanding is the family did approach New South Wales Police after the incident was on TV.
Fuller says his officers are investigating to help New Zealand police and to ensure the safety of residents in the Australian state where the suspect is from.
He was known for minor traffic matters, but again, those matters will all come out in court over in New Zealand. We need to respect that process over there as it takes place.
Here at home, authorities were using boats and large vehicles to rescue and evacuate residents in parts of the Midwest where a recent deluge of rainwater and snowmelt sent pouring over frozen ground, overwhelming creeks and rivers. At least one person has been killed. This following days of weather in the West and Midwest, it pushed some waterways to record levels in Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota. The flooding was worst in nearly a decade in some places. President Trump is arguing that the special counsel's Russia investigation should never have taken place.
The president makes the case that there is no basis for the forthcoming report from special counsel Robert Mueller. Writing on Twitter, he says if there was zero crime at the time Mueller was appointed and the appointment was based on a fake dossier, then there should be no Mueller report. The president calls it an illegal and conflicted investigation and that this should never happen to a president again. Greg Clugston, the White House.
For the first time since becoming president, Mr. President Trump used his veto.
Congress has the freedom to pass this resolution, and I have the duty to veto it, and I'm very proud to veto it.
The president called the congressional rejection of his emergency declaration for border wall funding reckless. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor is made from high-quality fish oil and essential nutrients. Gives your body the help it needs to aid fighting recurring aches and pains. When life's aches and pains get you down, you need relief. Physicians made Relief Factor as an essential way to support the body's fight against aches and pains. It's a remarkable product. It has worked. I only endorse it because it helped my wife with her knee pain. I didn't even know she was taking it. Then when it was mentioned, she said, oh yeah, this stuff is like magic. Look, there are people who've told me they've postponed or delayed or simply negated surgery because of Relief Factor. That's how powerful it is. Go to www.relieffactor.com, that's relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, that's 800-500-8384. This remarkable product is called Relief Factor, relieffactor.com.
Family physician Dr. Charles Schneiderman explains sepsis.
Sepsis is infection spreading into the bloodstream. An early sign is high fever associated with falling blood pressure. Prompt treatment of the infection with right antibiotics is essential, but additional treatment of the body's reaction to sepsis is often needed to prevent organ failure and death. Charles Schneiderman in Washington.
Authorities are searching for a woman suspected of stealing thousands as part of a group targeting a high-end department store chain. Cops say the Philadelphia woman is one of three suspects in the shoplifting scheme targeting Nordstrom stores in Delaware, North Carolina, Maryland, New Jersey, Connecticut, Nevada, Florida, Georgia, and Virginia. Police say they've obtained warrants for the 37-year-old on charges of shoplifting and conspiracy related to thefts this year at a Newark, Delaware Nordstrom's. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Florida woman's been sentenced to life in prison for killing her 9-year-old cousin by sitting on her as a form of punishment.
The Pensacola News Journal reports that 66-year-old Veronica Green Posey was sentenced Friday after jurors convicted her of first-degree felony murder. Prosecutors say Derica Lindsay had suffered horrific beatings from Posey and Lindsay's adoptive parents, James and Grace Smith. Officials say Posey sat on Derica for more than 5 minutes in October 2017, causing the girl to die from lack of oxygen. Posey's attorney said the 320-pound woman was trying to help the Smiths and didn't intend to hurt Derica. Patrick Foss reporting.
The United States' quest for a third straight International Basketball World Cup championship begins with matchups against Turkey, the Czech Republic, and Japan this summer when the tournament begins in China August 31st. The U.S. won the Cups in 2014 and 2010. No nation's ever won three in a row. More at townhall.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. This is Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends. Now, here's your host.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Pop Tech Radio. I am Mike Etchart, and I hope you're having a great day. It is good to be here. We today are talking about cord cutting. If you don't know what that is the kind of activity of finding alternative ways to get the programming that you watch outside of an expensive cable subscription. So, not sure where you are in that spectrum yet. You might be well down the cord cutting road, or you might still have a cable package, which likely is north of about $100. I think it's up to almost $150, depending on who your cable provider is. And so today we're going to talk about how to kind of work around that and how that happens. For me, where I live for many years, I had a cable connection like everybody. And when it started to get over $100, maybe 10 years ago, I started to get concerned. I switched to DirecTV, and that was another option where I live, of course. And kind of the same thing. You know, it was an expensive procedure to get, or an expensive adventure, I should say, to get all of the stuff I wanted to watch. And back in those days, I was a big fan of TiVo. I loved to sort of tape a lot of the programs that I watched. And to do that, I needed, of course, a big palette of channels that were available to me. But at some point, it got very expensive. And kind of when the economy crashed back in the 2007, 2008, and 2009, I kind of started to reassess. And
And that's when I kind of started to consider doing it another way. And, of course, the legal way. There are always ways you could find a lot of television programming on the Internet if you knew where to look. But I'm not a big fan of kind of stealing content like that. I wanted to pay for it if I was important to do that, as having worked in the entertainment business myself. So I tried a lot of different things over the years, you know, to kind of get the definition straight. A lot of these services are called OTT. It means over the top, so that you get television programming, not via cable, not via satellite, but you get it over your internet connection. So a lot of things we're going to talk about today is what that means. What are the offerings in over the top services? And another thing you may have heard about over the last 3 or 4 years now, some of these products called skinny bundles have kind of come to the marketplace. These are smaller television packages that allow you to watch certain TV channels, not all of them. But a lot of this kind of depends on what you're interested in. That's kind of the hard part of all this, is you might want a completely different set of shows than I want. And are the major networks for television important to you? I do like sports. I do like to watch the Super Bowl and the playoffs. I don't necessarily watch all the games during the season, but I do, I'm kind of a postseason sports fan. And here in the Southern California area, I'm a fan of the L.A. Dodgers, and the L.A. Dodgers did a deal a number of years ago with what was then, I think it was Time Warner, that they got exclusive rights to the Dodger games. So very few Dodger games, you have to have a package that has Time Warner. Time Warner has not done a deal with DirecTV or Dish, so you kind of have to be a Time Warner customer to get the Los Angeles Dodgers, where I live. And being a big fan, I like to watch those games. And if you don't have something that is related to Time Warner, you're not watching the Dodgers at all. So a lot of different choices you have to make as you survey the landscape of what is out there. But we've come a long way in the last few years. The first skinny bundle I did was something called Sling TV, and they had a couple different packages. I think they're about $20, when the smallest package. I tried DirecTV Now. That was my next kind of skinny bundle offering, and that was around $22, I recall, so a little bit less. Don't forget, you're still paying for an internet connection, though, and that's gone up. That's about $50. So on top of that, you know, you kind of shoehorn in these other services. I don't know about you, but I'm a Netflix fan and subscriber, so of course Netflix is one of the things I also have at my house. And I'm an Amazon fan, and Amazon is a funny different sort of an animal, because you get a lot of Amazon content for free if you are an Amazon Prime customer. And I get essentially that content for free. So there's a lot of shows I watch on Amazon. So I try to be judicious and choose the things as best as what my family and I like to watch. And I kind of come in and out of HBO depending on the season. Game of Thrones is one of my favorite shows. And so I do subscribe from time to time. So that's kind of the great thing right now about cord cutting, is most of these services, in fact, I don't think any of them require a long-term commitment like a cable commitment is, typically 2 years, whether it's with satellite or whether it's a cable connection. So the great thing about cord cutting at its first level is basically you can kind of try different things out, stop them, start something else without any penalties, which is huge. You still have to have that internet connection. And you have to have a pretty fast one. So depending on where you live, that might be kind of constraining. But that is kind of the world of cord cutting. Right now I am with a service that is with Spectrum. Spectrum, of course, used to be Time Warner. It's now called Spectrum. And I have something called Spectrum Choice. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And I mentioned Amazon, that as we sit here in mid-March, the field is going to get a lot more crowded. We're going to talk about that also. All these choices for television and content that are coming down the road, and they're hopefully going to save some money with that. So that is what we are talking about today, cord cutting. How does it work in your world? How can it work? And we've got an expert coming on right after this. So buckle in. We're going to talk about all the different options that are out there, what's coming down the road this year. So we are covering cord cutting today on Pop Tech Radio. So stay with us. We're coming right back after these words. It's going to be good.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
The big news from Subaru is the all-new three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
This message is brought to you by Gardetto's. Searching for a snack with bold flavors that won't leave you overly full? Well, then you'll love the new Gardetto's Crisps, General Mills' latest addition to its list of all-star snacks. The light and crispy texture of Gardetto's Crisps are sure to be a hit with Gardetto's fans and first-timers alike. This one-of-a-kind family recipe has been crafted over the years from the family bakery in Wisconsin and continues to stay true to the original flavor recipe. Inspired by the Gardetto snacks everyone loves, these bite-sized crackers are now available in convenience stores nationwide in 2 bold flavors, original and peppercorn ranch. Head to www.generalmills.com for more information and to print a coupon for $1 off Gardetto's crisps to redeem at participating convenience stores. And don't forget to follow the brand on Twitter at Gardetto's. That's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S. Again, that's Gardetto's, G-A-R-D-E-T-T-O-S.
Hey, welcome everyone. Welcome back. It is Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchard here, and we, as I mentioned in the first segment, are talking about cord cutting, and who better to have than the creator, the founder, the proprietor of CordCuttersNews.com. His name is Luke Bauma. Luke, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we were chatting, actually, just before we came on the air, that you've been doing this 6 years. So 6 years ago, you made that fateful decision to cut the cord. What prompted that, and kind of how did you get to where you are now?
Well, about 6 years ago, my daughter was just born, our first kid. Had a house, had student loans, had a car payment, and we're like, something's got to change here, or our bills are too high. The $110 a month for DirecTV kept coming up, and it's finally what had to go.
Similar to me. So, you know, I kind of got into this about 3 years ago when I started to make, maybe 4 years ago. But, you know, 6 years ago, you didn't have a lot of choices. There weren't a lot of options. So what did you do to get anything at that time?
Yeah, 6 years ago, there was no Sling TV, DirecTV Now, YouTube TV, or anything like that. So we already had Netflix and Amazon, and then we added Hulu. So it really was only a $6 ad at the time. And what we found was, before we canceled DirecTV or cable TV, wherever you may have, was we were watching everything on demand, and Hulu had most of what we watched on demand already later on. So we just went down that path. You add in things like an antenna for locals, but it was a sacrifice back then that today you don't have to make. Today you can just get a Sling TV or a YouTube TV and watch ESPN, watch Fox or CNN or MSNBC, whatever you may want.
Well, let's talk about antennas and over-the-air television for free, which where you live, clearly that is an option. So unfortunately, where I live, I can get exactly zero television stations over the air for free. How do people find out if they can get it?
Yeah, I've been there. Mark Twain National Forest, zero over-the-air channels. But for most Americans, you will be able to get over-the-air channels. They say about 90% of Americans are covered. And there's many websites like antennaweb.org that will allow you to enter your address or just your zip code if you would like, and see what channels are available. Where I live down here, a little outside of Austin, I get 47 channels. That includes all the ABCs, Fox, CBSs, and more for free with an antenna.
That is amazing. And you're not exactly in a city center, right? You're a little bit outside of a city, but you can still get that many channels. That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I live an hour outside of Austin, Texas, but we get actually – I get multiple locals because I get them from the Waco, Texas, and the Austin, Texas area. So we get really great coverage here.
Oh, okay. So, and you're getting, of course, the major networks. You're getting some of like the PBS stations, I assume. So you got 47 for free for the cost of a relatively inexpensive antenna. And was that hard to set up? And is that relatively easy for kind of the average Joe to hook up one of these new digital antennas?
They're very easy. I at first had an indoor antenna. You just screw it in the back. You set it next to your TV. And I had about 14 stations. But there are companies like even Dish who will come to your home, and that's what I did. I had them get on the roof, put an outdoor antenna, wire it in. They sold me the antenna and hooked it up for $150.
No.
It was all set.
Oh, my goodness. That's a heck of a deal. That's just a little over 1 month's worth of cable, if we can put it in those terms. And suddenly you are hooked up with 40 channels. So that's kind of the first tier for anybody deciding to kind of cut the cable, right? It's find out, A, if you can stream in some free over-the-air high-def TV stations.
Definitely, because I find most readers that I talk with, the main thing they want is ABC, Fox, NBC, the CW, yeah. And all that's free.
All that is free. That is fantastic. But there are places, and I'm in one of them, unfortunately, where you can get zero of those channels. So for me, that's always been kind of the challenge with cord cutting in my little area where I live, which is a fairly rural area, I should say. And, you know, I'm in Southern California. Mountains and things like that and valleys makes it hard for some people down here to get that. So let's actually take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's talk about skinny bundles and when did the cable companies start to realize that they had a problem, and they started to kind of address that in different ways. And we'll talk about that. We've got Luke Bauma. He is from cordcuttersnews.com. We're talking about cutting the cord. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to ditch your cable plan and join the dark side with different ways to do that? So we're coming right back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's PodTech Radio. Mike Etchart with my good friend Luke Bauma. He, of course, from cordcuttersnews.com. And check his YouTube channel out. He's a great resource, actually, if you are thinking about getting into the cord cutting business, as many of us are. And so, Luke, in the first segment, we were talking about, of course, over-the-air free TV for many of our citizens of this country that have that, which sadly I do not. But let's talk about kind of what was going on with the cable companies. So you did this 6 years ago. I kind of jumped in about 3 years ago. When did the cable guys go, uh-oh, we've got a problem?
Yeah, about 3, maybe 4 years ago, Sling TV kind of broke the glass ceiling. They're owned by Dish, but they launched a live TV streaming service, and they called it Sling TV, and it offered, for at the time, $20 ESPN 1, 2, Disney Channel, and a ton of other content out there. And for the first time, you didn't have a contract, you didn't have equipment rental, hidden fees, and more, but you could stream cable networks. And it really changed cord cutting forever.
And I had it early on. I come from the entertainment business. And back, let's say, in the 90s and early 2000s, we kind of referred to a lot of these cable providers rather meanly as dumb pipes. The cable providers, they didn't own any of their own content. They had to license content. And one of the challenges, of course, for, let's say, Time Warner, was that they bought a lot of these channels in packages from the content creators, from the major studios and those folks. So they didn't necessarily have the ability to get a la carte programming, for lack of a better word, which is kind of what we all wanted. You wanted to just basically choose the channels you wanted and pay as little as possible. They didn't buy them that way. How did Sling and then Dish, how were they able to kind of make that happen in those early years?
Well, I think desperation. They saw the numbers going down, even though there wasn't a true replacement for cable at the time. And it was an experiment that now everybody's jumping on the bandwagon with. I think it's at the point now where if you're not looking for other ways to reach your customers, you're getting left behind. And now we're seeing Disney going direct to consumers, cutting out the middleman.
Yeah.
NBC's doing the same and more.
So everybody kind of read the writing on the wall then. You're kind of putting that line in the sand about 3 years ago. How was the reaction to Sling when it first came out? Because I remember seeing it, in fact, at the Consumer Electronics Show and being pretty excited about it. Was it met with an avalanche of success, or was it sort of moderate success when they first rolled it out?
Well, Sling hasn't really said on their end how they thought went at launch, but it seems to have done better than expected because earlier on, if you remember, they got slammed and a lot of their servers went down and it sounded like a lot more people signed up than they thought they would. And very quickly, PlayStation View jumped on, followed by many of the others today like DirecTV Now, YouTube TV, Hulu, and more. So it seems to be doing well, and now there's millions of people just getting their TV, both locals and cable networks, streaming online.
Now, you know, when we first started talking about this, you mentioned that it was, you know, about $110 you were paying for DirecTV, let's say 6 years ago, so 2013, more or less. I have a friend in the business who is a writer, Brent Butterworth. He writes for The Wirecutter and other great online sites and magazines. And his kind of running theory is that no matter how you slice it, we're going to be spending about $100 a month, whatever your mainstays are. And as these companies now, because you mentioned, so Sling TV, and the first package I had was $19.95 a month. When did it go up?
Yeah, Sling TV is now $25, and that happened about a year ago. So they had about 2.5 years of selling at $20. Compare that to cable, where they're going up sometimes twice a year.
Yeah.
It's still a great deal. There's been many studies that say the average cord cutter saves about $85. The average Comcast bill, if I'm remembering this correct from a recent study, is $150 a month just for the TV side, not counting internet. So there's still a lot to save there, and it really depends on what you want.
And one of the reasons I certainly appreciate all the work you do on your website and on your YouTube channel is you kind of talk a lot about there's not one size fits all. It sure depends on what you watch and what you're interested in and what your needs are. So it's kind of hard to give advice to people without knowing all of that backstory, right?
Yeah, that's the great thing about cord cutting. Cable says, hey, we have 3 or 4 packages and you're going to have to pick one of these packages, and too bad if this isn't really what you want. Where with cord cutting, heck, if you like anime, you can get a service that does nothing but anime. If you like fishing, there's whole apps about videos and nothing but fishing and outdoor life, or news and more. So you really get the chance to build your own package how you want it and pay what you want. I know cord cutters who pay nothing for TV. They use an antenna, some DVDs, and that's it.
Other people may add in Netflix and Hulu, and they're very happy with it. Others may say, I really want ESPN Live, so they get ESPN through a live TV streaming service, and that works for them.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, though, because all of this stuff is, I don't know if you're even using its phrase anymore, the sort of over-the-top services, OTT, which referred to, of course, anything that's sort of streamed, but at least in my neck of the woods, as all of these guys are consolidating, now Spectrum is the one in my neighborhood. Boy, I'm sure seeing my internet charges go up constantly, and I'm assuming that is happening nationwide as well.
Yeah, the lack of competition in the world of home internet has been a major issue, but that's changing. Last year, Verizon was one of the first major wireless providers that made it a 5G home internet service available for $55 a month for like 300 down, no data cap. T-Mobile is launching one, AT&T, Dish is getting into it, and more. So soon, instead of having maybe two or three, if you're lucky, internet providers, you may have 8, 9, or 10 home internet providers through something called 5G home internet.
All right, that is fantastic. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We are talking with Luke Bauma. He, of course, is from cordcuttersnews.com. We're talking about cutting the cable, letting yourself go free. We got more when we come back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, it's
Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart with Luke Bauma. He from cordcuttersnews.com talking about cord cutting, getting rid of that bloated cable package and self-selecting the things that you really want to watch. And Luke, in the last segment, you mentioned the approaching 5G, and that, it sounds like, is going to give us more internet choices, certainly where I live. And this is probably a similar situation for many listeners and many folks that are interested in doing this. I had DSL at some point. DSL, of course, is tethered a bit by the distance you are from the central phone office in your community. I'm right at the end. So while I can get DSL, it's not great. So I really have one choice. And that choice in my neighborhood is Spectrum, and that's, of course, a cable internet service. But 5G is going to open the door a little bit. So this is going to be over-the-air internet connection, right? For 5G, I assume we're not going to be needing any sort of cable connection or any sort of wired connection. This is going to be over-the-air like our cell phones. When do you think it's going to really kind of roll out pretty big? Because I know it's starting. We've done a show on that. It's going to be a bit, right? We're still maybe a year and a half, 2 years away, I'm thinking.
Verizon's planning to expand into 30 more markets this year. T-Mobile is talking about launching it this year. Even AT&T is hinting that this year may be the year they go live, along with Dish and others. The problem has always been having to dig up everyone's yard, right? Run a new wire to each home in a town is very expensive, very time-consuming. Well, 5G is like the next generation of cell phone data. So you had 3G, then 4G, and now 5G. But it's really built for home internet. And the idea is you put one of these towers in a neighborhood, and now you connect a few hundred homes instead of having to physically dig up each home.
Oh, I can hardly wait. I'll be honest. I am ready for some competition in my neighborhood for my internet dollars. And I guess one of the other things to consider, you mentioned you had, at the time, a young child. You know, from my house with two kids and a wife and me watching TV, sometimes four of us are watching different things on different devices. And I got to think that is kind of the standard where home entertainment is going. And boy, we have such high data needs. And even with our pretty fast Spectrum connection, I notice clogs. And I'm guessing that's everybody's situation.
Yeah, one of the main issues with that is you can have the fastest internet in the world, but you can still see buffering, right? You play Netflix, all of a sudden it stops and that little wheel starts spinning. Well, what often is happening is poor Wi-Fi. You may have great speed, but if your Wi-Fi signal is weak, that may be the big cause. So we always say make sure you have strong Wi-Fi, or if you can, use an Ethernet cable.
Yes, and in fact, I'm on an Ethernet cable right now, and that makes a huge difference. Now, I know you guys are talking about there's going to be a fairly big announcement. We're having this conversation in mid-March, and at the end of this month, my friends from Apple might have some sort of an announcement, which I believe you're going to be covering on your YouTube channel as well. What do you think they're going to talk about at the end of the month?
Well, we know they are announcing something. What is the big question? Bloomberg says it's going to be a new streaming service meant to take on Netflix. We've known Apple's producing original content, kind of like the Netflix originals. They're trying to strike deals with partnerships of other studios like HBO, Showtime, and Starz. Maybe we'll learn exactly what this new streaming service from Apple will be.
And they've been teasing something for a number of years. They were going to bring out a TV, an Apple television. Anyway, that never came to pass. And then there was another thought that some sort of service, maybe it would be a TV service, maybe not. It's appearing that it's going to be similar to Netflix, perhaps. If I'm Netflix, I got to think it might be an uncomfortable year because at least the things that I know of. So we've got a potential Apple competitor to Netflix. Disney's going to be introducing a service called Disney Plus, which is likely going to be another Netflix competitor. Now that AT&T owns Warner Brothers, and I think that new joint venture is called Warner Media, they might have something. So I guess as consumers, we are going to suddenly, maybe by the end of the year, instead of having Netflix, we might have a choice of four. What do you think that's going to do to Netflix?
Well, I think Netflix is so far ahead. The more interesting thing is a lot of the smaller streaming services out there. Will they survive? And it's the open market. It's what we always dreamed about, right?
Yeah.
Unlimited options. Some will work. Some won't.
What is your makeup right now at your house?
Right now, well, I have everything.
Be faithful. I'll put it that way.
At home, I've actually been playing around with the Roku TVs. Very, very happy with those. Okay. Thousands and thousands of apps to pick from, many of them 100% free.
Wow. Okay, that's pretty cool.
So that's with Roku. As we mentioned in the first, you're covered with over-the-air, so you don't need to get the major networks. You don't need to pay for those, right?
Yeah. So I typically just have like a Netflix, Hulu, Amazon at home. And then during football season, that's the great thing about cord cutting, I'll get a live TV streaming service so I don't miss any of my football games on ESPN or FS1. Then football season ends, and I cancel it. No contract.
Interesting. All right, so I have something that I think I might have alluded to in the before you came on. To the best of my knowledge, it is not available to everybody. I got an email notice about maybe 10 months ago from Spectrum offering something called Spectrum Choice to me. And it's basically all the major networks I do need. And that's what kind of makes cord cutting for me a little bit of a challenge. With this Spectrum Choice, I'm getting everything that you can probably get for free over the air. So the PBS stations, the major networks, et cetera. I'm getting all those for free. And then I get to choose 10 other cable network, I suppose. So I chose ESPN and History Channel and some other things. And that is $19.99. And that is, I've been told it's going to stay that price for 2 years. Have you heard of Spectrum Choice? And I've mentioned to other people that have Spectrum, they've tried to get it and they can't get it. You had to have been offered it.
Yeah, Spectrum Choice is the first real a la carte TV, or at least as close to it as we've ever come. I believe it's $24.99 right now for new subscribers.
Okay.
It's rolled out. You have to be a Spectrum Internet customer.
Yes.
And then you can add this. And you're right. You get your locals. You get a bunch of music channels I don't think anybody really cares about, but they're there. And then you get to pick 10 channels. You want the Weather Channel, ESPN, CNN, et cetera. You pick what you want. And there you go. This has been the dream of TV for some time. Spectrum was the first to do it. They did at first. It sounds like when you got it was the time where it was like, okay, only in these specific towns.
Yes.
Since then, they've rolled it out to additional markets.
Spectrum Choice. All right, on that note, we've got to take a quick commercial break. We are talking with Luke Bauma. He, of course, of CordCuttersNews.com. So stick with us. We're coming right back. It's Pop Tech Radio.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com. The big news from Subaru is the all-new 3-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has the interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The all-new 3-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
No one ever said, give it a bit.
No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
Tech Radio, Mike Etchart, and Luke Bauma from cordcuttersnews.com. We are talking about getting rid of that hellacious cable bill and replacing it with, well, it depends on what you're interested in. We were just talking about Spectrum Choice, the new thing that I have. And now, Luke, you mentioned in the last segment that is now available to any Spectrum customer. So it is the closest thing that exists for true a la carte. Are you hearing any rumblings from any of the other major cable companies that maybe they're going to roll out a similar thing?
Spectrum is leading the charge in a la carte TV. Of course, Comcast and others have their own streaming service that you can get if you're a Comcast customer, but they're more like the Sling TVs and the YouTube TVs. So hopefully more move in that direction. Discovery, though, just announced they plan to take some of their smaller channels from their Discovery and Scripps and start selling them directly to the end consumer, bypassing Spectrum, bypassing Comcast, and going straight to you.
Interesting. Essentially, CBS did this, gosh, maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, with their CBS app. Again, we're kind of back to that scenario where you really have to be judicious because it's very easy to suddenly have that $100 bill again, doesn't it?
You know, it really comes down to self-discipline. You pick what you want, you know, and again, you be careful. But the great thing is there's no contract. So I, like I said, during football season, get a live TV streaming service. When Silicon Valley and HBO comes out, I'll get HBO now. But when Silicon Valley ends, done. Maybe Game of Thrones is your thing. I find by rotating services, I can try out a ton of services, watch more content than I ever want, and still pay a lot less.
Yes, and I'm finding myself following kind of a similar route. And you mentioned Game of Thrones, and that is my thing. So I've recently resubscribed to HBO, rewatching some of the old episodes in preparation for the big April 14th day of the last season. And that's refreshing, I got to say. You know, I went through Sling TV. I've had DirecTV Now, and now I'm with Spectrum Choice. So Sling, of course, is owned by Dish. Is there anything on the horizon offering some of these skinny bundles? Or we kind of have the players are set now, or might somebody pop in new?
Well, there's this still a few more out there. T-Mobile has said they intend to launch a TV service sometime this year. We'll have to wait. That one a lot of people are excited about. There's a lot of smaller companies out there launching services. VidGo is one that will be launching a live TV streaming service for U.S.-based channels this year. So I think we're far from done. We're still in the very early days of cord cutting where really anybody can win right now and become the biggest service out there.
In the entertainment business, we used to refer to a lot of these companies as dumb pipes, the cable providers, because they licensed content and they delivered it. That's all they did. That, of course, has changed. Universal is owned by Comcast. Warner Brothers now is owned by AT&T. So a lot of these cable guys have gotten in the content business. Was that to kind of protect them from this kind of end around that now is seeming to be available to consumers to kind of bypass them and go directly to the content creators?
Definitely seems to be a rush to buy up what you can right now in an effort that maybe if I own a bigger piece of this pie, as cord cutting shrinks it, I'll be okay. So you see things like AT&T buying DirecTV and Time Warner and Comcast buying NBC Universal and more. Will that work out for them? We'll have to wait and see. But it does mean that they're cutting off the middleman. You know, back in the 90s, it was all about cut off that middleman. Well, now we're seeing that come to TV.
Yes, we are. But it's funny, you know, the challenge that I'm seeing or that I'm kind of sad about is like a lot of things in a lot of different industries, these media companies, we're seeing them consolidate. And so at the end of the month, I think the Disney-Fox deal will be done. So there's going to be five major movie studios now instead of six. Are there any kind of new guys, maybe from Silicon Valley, that are wanting to jump into this? Or is it still kind of the big media companies and cable providers and cellular telephone companies?
We're definitely seeing a lot of new companies pop up. Of course, you got Netflix and Hulu and Amazon who have been creating great original movies and TV shows and winning awards. We got a lot of smaller ones popping up. The original founder of the Discovery Channel wasn't too happy with what he was seeing on the Discovery Channel, so he went and launched something called Curiosity Stream, which is basically classic Discovery Channel content, even with some of the original early hosts, now streaming online for like $2.99 a month, tons of content.
Wow. Now, you know, one thing that I notice is, you know, depending on how old you are, I think I'm finding myself on the older end of the spectrum. But, you know, there used to be this crazy thing, old technology, called TV Guide. How does one kind of find out about the entire sort of universe, the entire universe of what is going on with content and channels and television with loosely television options? What's the best resource for finding, because it is a gigantic landscape, and maybe the answer is Cord Cutters News.
Well, there are tons of websites out there trying to answer that question, but recently the streaming players have been working to address that issue. Roku has the Roku Channel, which consolidates a bunch of content in a single place. Amazon on the Fire TV on the home screen recommends content, try to help you discover it. Apple has their Apple TV app for the Apple TV and iPhones and more. That does the same thing. So it is kind of that discovery phase, finding it all out. Of course, you can follow a site like CordCuttersNews.com. And you can also check out your streaming player or your phone. Amazingly, a lot of these devices are becoming aggregators to bring you content.
Right, exactly. And that sort of service has always been incredibly important for any sort of content delivery, having those aggregators and getting that information as to what's out there. What has you most excited kind of on the horizon as you look kind of, let's say, the next 18 months? What are you pretty excited about?
Well, 5G that we already talked about will change the world by making internet cheaper and more available. But I'm very excited about a lot of the new streaming services. Of course, we have Disney Plus coming out, which is going to be a family-focused streaming service that will reportedly include all the back catalog of Disney movies, plus new originals. You have T-Mobile TV coming out with a new, quote, disruptive live TV experience to take on the cable providers and more. And then you have a flood of smaller services, like NBC News is launching a free news service with 8 hours of live programming every day. If you want to watch NBC News, you don't have to pay for cable anymore. These are the things I think that are most exciting. We're so young into this. So many people are just now jumping into it. What Cord Cutters looks like today will look very different a year from now.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio with Luke Bauma from CordCuttersNews.com. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchard, or my friend Luke Bauma from CordCuttersNews.com. You know, one thing I didn't really cover, Luke, in this wonderful interview with you is talking about the device that you use to connect your television to all of this wonderful content. I happen to be an Apple TV guy. We talked earlier about Roku. Of course, you can use smart TVs, and there's also a Google device. Is there anything else in the kind of the hardware world that's here or coming to just kind of basically make that connection?
Well, the big ones, of course, are the Rokus, the Fire TVs, and the Apple TV. But you probably already have a streaming player at home, right? Your TV may already have a bunch of apps on it for Netflix. Mm-hmm. Your DVD player, if you have a gaming system like an Xbox or a PlayStation, you're probably already set. You really can't go wrong with any of them. They all pretty much now have the same apps. It's kind of like iOS and Android. They both kind of do the same thing. They do it a little differently, and it's really a personal preference on which one you like.
Do you have a sense of who's kind of winning that battle? You know, what is, when you look at the landscape of market share from the main devices, let's say Amazon, Google, Apple, Roku, and others, is it all pretty even, or is there kind of a market leader in that world?
Roku is dominating within the United States. Over 50% of streaming players sold in the United States is a Roku player.
Wow.
Fire TV is next in line, followed by the Apple. Of course, you have smart TVs and game systems, which kind of slip in there somewhere in the middle. And then at the bottom, you have the Android TVs from Google.
And are we likely to see another player jump into that? Is that market kind of set, so to speak?
It's kind of become set as Roku is licensing their software to TV manufacturers. Android is doing the same. So it's kind of everybody who's coming in is either picking between Roku or Android.
Gotcha. And then in terms of content, so we did talk about Disney Plus. We did talk about this new potential Apple thing. We've got a potential AT&T Warner Brothers offering of some sort. You did mention T-Mobile. Is that T-Mobile also expected to be kind of in the similar vein as, for lack of a better phrase, the Netflix model? Or is that going to be maybe something different? And then beyond that, what's further down the road that you know about?
Reportedly, T-Mobile service would be more like a Sling or a PlayStation View type service, a live TV service. As far as things coming down the road, Warner Media is launching a new streaming service now that they're owned by AT&T. It will include a bunch of HBO content, past Warner Media stuff, so maybe stuff like Babylon 5 will reappear from the 90s, and more will be coming out. Viacom just purchased Pluto TV, which is a free streaming service that they plan to grow and expand and bring more Viacom content to. And really, everybody is racing. So NBC News coming out, Fox News just launched a streaming service, and more.
Interesting. Well, it's going to certainly be fascinating to kind of watch that landscape. And, you know, it is one of the things that if you're a student of the history of the entertainment business, lots of people talk about the golden age of TV being the 50s and 60s. But, boy, I would say that we are in the golden age of content and entertainment. There are so many great choices now. When I say there's not enough time to watch everything, I mean, that's not a mild comment. There is just not nearly enough time to watch everything that is great out there. And I assume you're kind of in the same boat. How do you manage your time and watch everything that everybody tells you about how great it is?
You know, just pick what you like. That's the great thing about TV today, is you can really focus in on what interests you and ignore things that don't.
Exactly. But it's hard to ignore some of the great stuff that's out there. So I'm going to ask you one last question of the day. What is the one show you cannot live without, no matter how you get it? What are you watching right now on TV or on the movies?
Oh, I'm rewatching King of the Hill on Hulu right now.
Oh, classic. Interesting. Okay. On that note, we need to wrap it up. Luke, I want to thank you so much. Give us your URL and your YouTube channel name so folks can kind of follow up with you and follow you.
CordCuttersNews.com is our website. And on YouTube, just go to YouTube.com/CordCuttersNews.
There's a lot of great stuff there, folks. If you are just jumping into the pool, so to speak, of how to start saving money and kind of find the stuff you want and only pay for that, he is a wonderful resource. I do want to thank, first of all, as we kind of roll through our thank yous here, thanks to our network provider, Radio America, for bringing our show out to the wonderful stations that carry us across the U.S. I want to also thank my good friend Cody Castleberry. He is the producer and engineer of this show.
When I say he makes it happen, that is not a lie. He makes it happen. He goes back and edits all my words out and makes me sound moderately intelligent. So huge thanks to Cody Castleberry, and thanks for all of you for listening. You know, we are podcast at many of the places you can find podcasts out there, including Apple iTunes and others. If you want to go back and revisit our other shows, please do so. And big thanks to Luke Bauman. Don't forget to visit him at cordcuttersnews.com. And thanks, everyone, for listening. I am Mike Etchart. Thanks for joining us today. We will be back next week with another episode of Popular Technology Radio.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here.